You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Coming up on Saturday, pretty big fight, a championship title fight over at the UNO Lakefront Arena. Regis Prograis will be defending his title. Got some nice undercards. The King of the Bayou will be fighting before then as well. Fight start at 3:30. Regis around 7-ish. Coverage on ESPN starts at 6. Manny Pacquiao will fight after Regis Prograis. So that's not bad. Join the intern. We like to give away things here every now and then, right?
Right.
Like our sanity and things. How about some ringside tickets? Front row tickets.
I'm good with that.
Front row tickets. We'll have three sets, two each. I'm going to raffle them out 2 o'clock hour here at the Harbor Bar and Grill. So 2 Ooh. O'clock hour, Mr. Charlie is going to be walking in here with the tickets. He'll have them in hand. He just went and got them. That's why I don't have them right now. We have them. So we'll have 3 sets of 2 tickets, front row for the fight Saturday night. We'll give it away next hour. Easy enough?
You want to do a little sign-up sheet?
We can just post it on you. We can just have you walk around. Meet and greet. Okay. Hi, I'm Jordan the intern. You want to go to the fight? Yes or no?
Okay.
Then you get a name and number. Trying to help you out here, Jordan.
I see what you did there.
See what I just did there? 3024 17th Street's the Harbor Bar and Grill. That's where we are. The Galley Burger. I'm debating. Do I go with that? I mean, it has like 16 different things on there. It's like a foot tall. It's you could put a skewer in the middle of the burger.
But you're going to drink your smoothie today.
Yeah, well, you know. Got to try the burger.
You better.
Yeah, well, try bacon.
No.
Who doesn't have bacon on it? Anyway, coming up next segment, Fred Smoot played with Mississippi State College, Redskins, Vikings as well. Does radio and TV now up for Washington, so he's going to talk a little bit on the Redskins as we're talking about the next 4 slate of games for the Saints. He posted over on social media the question of the day over at ESPN Radio NOLA is?
It's a long one.
It's a long
one.
So
we're just going to say, going into Week 10, Saints fans, what do you think the record will be for your New Orleans Saints? And we actually got a few responses on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
8-2.
8-2.
Losses to the Falcons and the Rams.
Okay.
That was by Jason.
Right.
Tommy on Facebook, 6-2. Scott, 7-1. And Trey, 7-9. That's a little bit further. That's the whole season. He
seven
was,
and nine.
I think he was, confused by the
can
question.
Can we delete that one? I'm kidding. You can put whatever opinion you want. 7-9. That would definitely be a disappointing season for Will. Anywhere we go, we always have a spare headset. If you'd like to chime in and you're having lunch here, feel free to walk on by. TJ has done just that. And, Saints fan, LSU fans, we've got plenty to get into. Hard to believe what Monday is SEC Media Days. And, no quarterback going for SEC Media Days for LSU, but some defensive players here as well. We'll start the Tigers and get to the Saints. What is your expectations for Coach O? Is it Coach O or Coach Ono this year?
Hopefully Coach O.
Hopefully
Coach O. Always want to be positive going into
Coach
a season.
Coach O is better than Coach Ono, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. Going into the season, hopefully defense picks up where it left off.
Right.
They were trending upwards. Running game is going to be a huge question. Are we going to have another top talent like Geis or Fournette before? It's
kind of had a streak
fill.
There of almost spoiled running backs when
exactly.
You look at it from that perspective. You mentioned defense. There seems to be a lot of confidence in what Dave Aranda that defense can do.
Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot with young players. Dave Aranda was known for overcomplicated defenses, a lot of looks, a lot of schemes. He was able to simplify it.
Right.
Get his speed out there, let the speed take over.
One of the things, obviously, TJ, that I think is going to be interesting with LSU this year is maybe that start. We talk on the Saints all the time about that start. Got Auburn in those first set of games. Miami. I mean, again, we're waiting for the top 25 to come out. But there's some folks over on ESPN, some of their talking heads are saying, dude, Miami needs to be a top 5 team this year. I think it'd be a huge boost of confidence if you can get off the, start the season and pick up a win in Dallas there.
Yeah, that, well, historically, LSU's always gone for that big game at the beginning to just get that confidence boost up.
Right.
Say, like, not have a slow start to the season, but a couple those lower schools where you're killing them at the end of the first quarter. No, let's have a dogfight to start off with. No, we can get out of there with the win and then refresh and rebuild for SEC play.
We've asked this earlier in the summer. What would be the definition of a successful season? I'm sure the players, maybe Coach O will be asked that at Media Days in Atlanta on Monday. But as a fan, what would be your definition of a successful season?
No heartbreaking losses.
No heartbreaking losses. So that's not even really win-loss record, because I kind of look at it this way. I want to see competitiveness. I want to see you get closer, because I don't think I'm being out of the box here and saying it's not even just the Alabama game, but you got to get back to being the second best team in the West first before you compete for Bama. Yeah. You get what I'm getting at? Because for a while, it was that, right?
You try to get back to a 10-win team.
So with Jimbo Fisher going to A&M, I mean, Auburn's been where they have been. I mean, that's sort of my thing, is like, just get back to being that consistent, hey, it's either Bama or LSU, and then we can start getting into, you know, beat Bama all the time and all that. But I just think you got to get to that level right now.
Yeah, and that comes with, when we were that level, we had not the dominating quarterback play, but we had quarterbacks that made the throws they needed to do, kept the chains moving, didn't make mistakes, limited the mistakes. We haven't had that. We've been one-dimensional on offense. Defense has had to step up. They're on the field way too long. That's what slides us down the pecking order. We need consistency on the offensive side of the ball, balance.
Right.
Time of possession is huge, because our defense is young, they're fast, but we got to give them time to rest.
You feel Tiger fans believe in Joe Burrows, even though we've never seen Joe Burrows play, but there's a lot of belief in Joe Burrows. A lot of belief.
We'll see what we can
see.
Do.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
How many wins do you think?
Like I said, we got to be 10 wins.
You want 10?
We got to be a 10-win team.
10 out of 12, all right, 10 wins.
You want to be that number two in the SEC,
this year,
you have to be 10 wins.
You think this year is 10?
Another year.
Because if that's the case, you're only losing to what, Bama and Georgia?
Ooh.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Probably.
Bama and Georgia, do you split that? Do you beat one of those two teams?
If you beat one of those two teams, you're...
Good season?
Yeah, it's a great season, okay. I would say, for that. Cause
especially if it's Bama.
Those are the top.
Exactly right. Especially if it's Bama. All right, let's look at the Saints. We were asking Todd Graffanini last hour, the first four games. I think we did that last week. A lot of people feel 3-1. Jordan the intern feels 4-0. In those first four games, in which you have Tampa, Cleveland at home, at Atlanta, and then at the Giants, what do you see?
I'm going 3-1 as well.
Okay.
The Giants, I think.
The Giants of the four is the one that scares me.
Yeah.
And playing, scaring you meaning that.
Playing
just,
away.
Gotcha.
And
I'm with you.
They weren't good last year. They've had some good draft picks. They're retooled. Saquon Barkley looks to be the next breakout Ezekiel Elliott type talent. So we'll see how that goes. Atlanta, we've kind of always had their number, whether it's here or away.
Well, you play them tight, that's for sure.
Always has a good game plan against them.
And look,
the Saints defense picks up where they left off last year. You don't really have to be afraid of their receiving core.
Yep.
So it's one of those, I think that's one we can go and steal a win in Atlanta.
3-1. Redskins, Ravens, Vikings, Rams. I think 2-2 I'd be happy with. Obviously, you're 3-1, as Todd said. Last hour, I think Saints fans would be giddy if you can do 3-1, 3-1 in the two quarters to start the season.
I mean, the Ravens, Breeze has never beat the Ravens.
But the odds are you got to beat them this time, right?
I think he does.
What have the Ravens had on offense lately? Their offense
Lamar Jackson, I mean, it's crazy. Do you see more of a package with him? Do you maybe see him even take over if Flacco doesn't do well? I do think you'll see him there. I feel that one could be a win. Washington will be tough with Alex Smith, but again, at home, I'm with Todd. It's really the Vikings and Rams that kind of out of that. I mean, Minnesota's going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like
that's
it's just they're going to be good.
It's going to be tough.
And Kirk Cousins adds a little more element to it. I want revenge on the Rams. The good thing about it is you do have him here. So, but again, I'm just going just odds and averages, 2-2 is what I feel.
I'd lean closer to 3-1. Rams, still a young team.
Okay.
Still a young team. I think it was a different going to L.A. to play the Rams.
What would be your definition of success for the Saints this year?
What are we saying?
Because there's a lot of expectations on them. Is it conference championship game? I haven't got to that question yet, but you are saying conference championship game.
Yes.
So Saints need to get to the NFC championship game.
Or I think it's a failure of a season.
Failed season, no NFC championship game. What about you?
I think that's fair. I mean, how many years are you going to have Breeze left?
Yeah, no, I think it's fair.
We don't have the up and comer. Is Taysom Hill really your next Drew Breeze?
Okay.
The most complete offense right now is now. Our defense is trending up. If you say, oh, well, we get another Drew Brees-like player, then we could be contenders long-term with that defense. It's just...
I agree. You got a lot of nice, young, fundamental pieces. What did you have for lunch? Did you get the Galley Burger?
No, just the Harbor Burger, but the Harbor Fries.
Okay.
Did you have any bacon on that burger?
No, I did not have
exactly.
Do you think something's weird with him not liking bacon on burgers? Or am I the only person?
You're the only person from what we've talked to, from who we've talked to the past 2 days.
Well, considering the guy that owns the place, also thinking that.
Exactly.
Doesn't like bacon either, but come on, right? Bacon.
I've had bacon on a burger.
Exactly.
Doesn't mind.
Bacon on a burger. Thank you, TJ.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Take the quick break. Before that, though, Uptown Ruler wants to chime in. What you got going on, bud?
Hey, man, look. Let me tell you this. All right, I got a new name for Todd Graffanini. Griffin Graffanini. That's his new name now. Well, can he grip the football?
Rip it and rip it for golf?
Yeah.
Hey, you rip it. The baseball.
Yeah, Griffin, rip it, Graffanini. And look, you got Dangerous Daniels. And look, you got Dangerous Daniels coming on your show. Yeah, Dangerous Daniels coming on your show a good while back. And you got Flapo Mackle.
Okay.
Okay? So I got all them for nicknames.
What? All right, that'll work. All right, nicknames for everybody. What about, we got Tim Grubbs as Touch 'Em All Timmy Grubbs. What would be your nickname for Tim Grubbs?
He's the Grub Eater.
The Grub Eater.
Huge food. All right.
Grip it and rip it, Graffanini. He's giving me the thumbs up. He likes the nickname. All right, Uptown Ruler got it through the break so we can get to Fred Smoot come back. He, covers the Redskins, and we'll talk a little bit about Washington. It's the October 8th matchup with the Saints. It's a primetime game on Monday Night Football. Let's see what he has to say about that, kind of preview some of the big storylines going in for Washington. We'll do that next as we are in hour number two, live at the Harbor Bar and Grill, 3024 17th Street. And don't forget, next hour, we're going to have three sets of two tickets front row for the big championship fights over at the Lakefront Arena. All you got to do is come on by, and we'll love it. Sounds good. It's the Sports Hangover. Coming back, hour number two on ESPN New Orleans.
Attention commercial fishermen, you still have a friend. Alario Brothers running a sale on bales of nylon, knotted plastic, and knotless plastic webbing. Their nylon webbing is now $5.60 per pound bale price. Knotted plastic webbing is $4.99 per pound bale price. And knotless plastic webbing is $13.75 per pound bale price. And they also stock real electric heavy-duty marine wire. Come and visit your friends at Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, or give them a call, 504-341-1843, alariobrothers.com.
This is Mike Dettigy. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn mowers, Echo, Shindawa, and Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. We have three locations to serve you in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodeau. It's the best on the bayou.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Mom, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
"Ooh, I don't feel so good,"
relax. Your kids can be covered.
Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ew! Ouch!
Do you feel pain every time you open your electric bill? Well, start saving now by installing TAP spray insulation from Terminex. TAP attic insulation zaps energy draining drafty attics, and it makes your home more energy efficient. And Terminex TAP insulation offers all-season protection, saving you money in summer as well as in winter. It also controls pests like silverfish, ants, and cockroaches. Call the Terminex insulation experts at 693-3152, and the next time you open your electric bills, you'll say,
"Oh, thanks, Terminex."
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. We are live at the Harbor Bar and Grill, 3024 17th Street over in Metairie. Looking at the next four sets of games for the Saints. We looked at the first four last week. Now taking a look at the next four. And it starts with the Redskins on October 8th, 7:15. It's a Monday night football game. The league thought maybe that's a game that Drew Brees might be breaking Peyton Manning's all-time passing yards mark. That's why it made that a prime time game, but it'll be a tough competition. We all know that game last year, one of the big comebacks for the Saints in order to get that win. But what will the Redskins look like this year? Fred Smoot joins us now to talk a little bit about Washington. You can follow him over on Twitter at FSmoot21, Sean T. As always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you, Fred. How are you today?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you for having me in.
Yeah, for sure. Do we start with Washington, obviously, with the quarterback position? Because that sort of seemed like it's been a topic and a storyline the last several years with Kirk Cousins, the new deal, the franchise tag, and then probably surprised a lot of people that they went and traded for Alex Smith.
Well, it didn't surprise me at all. Everybody was gauging the temperature around here in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And, you know, with Kirk in the locker room, it felt like to a lot of the guys, he was playing more for a contract than he was playing, you know, to win games. And you can't fault the guys for feeling like that because the guy kind of showed that. And now you bring stability in the locker room when you bring a guy in there like Alex Smith. Guy that just gets no respect. So I think you just put the Redskins in to play with a big chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think it's interesting when you look at Alex Smith. He's a guy that, I guess the phrase, doesn't make many mistakes when it comes to playing on the field. But look, Saints fans remember when he was in the 49ers uniform, he made a play that broke hearts as well. And with the Chiefs, it's a team that, Fred, am I right? No one really ever talks about, but all quietly they've done over there in the AFC is consistently win double-digit games to get into the postseason.
Hey, that's all he does. He's that girl. He's not really a dime. He's not a 10. He's right there at a 7, but she has a great job. The one thing about Alex Smith is nobody shows this guy respect, but he's stingy with the football. He's a quarterback that DBs hate playing against because he's not going to make mistakes. The one thing we know in Washington right now, our quarterback would not go out there and lose us any game. Only thing we need to do is put weapons around him, and he got tons of weapons. We just borrowed a running back from down there at LSU by the name of Darius Geis, who I can't wait to see and run behind guys like Trent Williams and Brandon Sheriff. I think it's going to be a fun time for Alex Smith in D.C. He got his payday. He got somebody that believes in him, a team and an organization. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder. I think it's going to be a good spot for Alex.
Speaking with Fred Smoot, talks and covers the Redskins up in the D.C. area. At FSmoot21, Sean T is the way to follow over on Twitter. You mentioned Darius Geis. I was going to go there here as well. We found it almost upsetting at times with a lot of the pre-draft storylines about character issues and what have you about Darius Geis. I think you're going to enjoy him when you see him up there, Fred. Obviously, you've been following, you know him a little bit, but what can he bring in? You kind of mentioned some guys in the offensive line a little bit. Is it almost the second coming of the Hogs, or at least is something you guys are hoping for?
Well, we laugh about them now because all of these guys, they eat so well. They're not the Hogs. They're the vegan. They're a new version of the Hogs right now. And the thing about Darius, the funny thing about him, I got to talk to him right after we drafted him on draft day. And I went through the same exact thing he did when I came out of Mississippi State. I fired an agent like 2 weeks before the draft. That agent felt salty. He put out bad stuff about me. I ended up dropping like 20 picks. And I told Darius, let there be a fire that you light under you and understand that you got to go out here and show them who you really are, because I believe he's a terrific kid. He's been great for the community up here since he's been here, and I see a lot of great things coming for him. But that front line is going to be the reason that this kid has a chance to be rookie of the year. Yes, I said he has a chance to be rookie of the year in the same division as Saquon Barkley and a lot of more guys. He's a talented guy, and I think he's on a team that's going to use him for everything that he can bring to the football field.
You know, one of the things that that you look at in this division, Fred, in the NFC East as well, I mean, the Eagles win the Super Bowl. The Cowboys were a year removed from having, you know, a solid season before, obviously, the whole Ezekiel Elliott thing that sort of went there. The Giants, you mentioned, get Saquon Barkley. Look, I know down here in the NFC South, we talk about this being one of the tougher divisions. Washington is in one, isn't it, with the four teams there?
It's unbelievable. The one thing I can say right now, just like the NBA, all the talent has went west. Hey, in the NFC right now, every team either has their franchise quarterback or developing their franchise quarterback. Dallas has Dak Prescott, one of the young talents in the league. Eli Manning is a two-time Super Bowl winner. Alex Smith, like we said before, constant winner, double digits every year, Pro Bowler, playoffs all the time. And also, we have Philadelphia Eagles who won a Super Bowl without their best player even playing. They have two quarterbacks. So we're in a division with five quarterbacks and a lot of talent. Think about the wide receivers in this division. Think about the running backs in this division. Think about the offensive linemen in this division. It's a very hard division, and I think the winner of the division is going to get out of here with a 10-6 record, maybe 9-7.
You know, one of the things you mentioned, obviously, is the offensive side of the ball. What about on the defensive side for the Redskins? What are they looking like this year?
Well, first of all, we are really what you call Alabama East Coast. We got a defensive line that boasts nothing but the best Alabama had to offer for the last couple of years. Listen to me. While Jonathan Allen was playing last year, we was a top five run defense and also came in the passing game. But deep went down, our defense took a big step back. Look for this guy to be the comeback player of the year and a Pro Bowler. He's dominant. I haven't seen anything like Jonathan Allen in a long time. The more and more I watch him, he reminds me of J.J. Watt. He reminds me of a J.J. Watt because he never stopped to run pain. His numbers will not be great at the end of the year, but his emphasis and what he brings to the defense, demanding the double team, giving Adonitis and the rest of these guys, Justin Allen, one-on-ones on the defensive line, will be great. And he was also helped Zach Brown by keeping the guards and the centers off of him on the second level. We got Preston Smith and Kerrigan. You want to talk about a guy that gets no respect? He should be Rodney Dangerfield. Kerrigan gets no respect. He's a guy that has as many sacks as Von Miller in the last 4 years, and nobody respects Ryan Kerrigan. He's another guy that's going to have a big year. And look for Josh to bounce back in the defensive backfield and have a good year to himself.
Fred, final question for you. Speaking with Fred Smoot, covers the Redskins up in the D.C. area. Well, one of the things that I kind of look at it, you keep using the word no respect or not getting the respect level that they deserve, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's members on the defense. But when you look at that division, like you mentioned, it's a Super Bowl champ. It's always about Dallas and what they're doing over in Dallas and, you know, the Giants and can they get back to that. You kind of feel the Skins sort of feel like they're flying a little bit under the radar, which is probably a good thing. You get what I'm getting at? Like in years past, it's been getting probably a lot of attention or news for probably the wrong reasons, whereas maybe here it's sort of, hey, I'm not saying sneak up, but sort of like, that's okay if the other guys get the headlines and the attention. We're going to go out there and try to win some games and probably surprise some people at the end of the day with the win-loss total.
That comes with having Alex Smith as a quarterback. Nobody wants to report on your quarterback. That means it's quiet around here, and you're totally right. For the last decade, we had a reality show around here called The Real Husbands of D.C., and it's been all about the Redskins. Every offseason, we win the offseason. We do this. We sign this person. I think they're good with the team they have right now. And like I said, everybody on this team has a chip on their shoulder, and I really do love that. I think that mentality is the mentality that got Philadelphia its first ring ever as a city, as an NFL team. So I think this team is going to take on the identity of its leader. Its leader has never been respected. Its leader is one of those guys nobody wants to talk about. He's not your sexy pick. He's not Tom Brady. So I think this team is just going to constantly win during the year. And you best believe that defense with DJ Swearinger and the West Coast guys, they will be aware that Drew Brees is going to try to break the all-time record while they're playing the Washington Redskins. Nobody wants to be a part of that highlight tape.
All right, Fred, you made me a little more nervous than I wanted to be for that October 8th game. What is your definition of a successful season this year for the Washington Redskins?
Basically, if you can get in a tournament in the NFL, you have a chance. And when I say tournament, I'm talking about the playoffs. I'm looking at this division as a division that could have up to three teams make the playoffs. When I look at these rosters, people don't understand the Giants are a year away, move from having a 13-3, 12-4 season. This thing is jam-packed. It's high intensity. Great coaches. I always judge everything by the coaches and the quarterbacks. And when you pair these guys up in this division, I see three playoff teams coming from this division. Anything shorter than the playoffs is a disappointment for the Washington Redskins. I think that's the way it goes. But, you know, it takes a lot of luck, and it takes people to stay healthy. You know, the one thing y'all down there in New Orleans don't see right now, y'all look at the Ingram suspension as a bad thing. Y'all got to realize he'll be healthy going into the back end of the year and ready to tote the load.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fred, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of excitement, especially on the NFC side of things, as I think you'd agree, especially by the way you just talked about that division. I think the NFC is going to be a battleground, man. I don't know who those six teams are going to be. I think there's going to be tiebreaker situations to determine who gets in this year. Don't you agree?
Well, it's so crazy because just look in your division. You have what? You got Drew Brees, a Hall of Famer. You got Matt Ryan, league MVP. You got Cam Newton, MVP. And Jameis not too bad himself. You got to realize the Atlanta Falcons was just in the Super Bowl last year. These guys have Super Bowl aspirations. I'm looking for Carolina to be a lot better. I'm sorry. I think it's going to be a breakout year for Christian McCaffrey. I think he's going to be the difference in a run-oriented offense with Carolina. And the defensive player, Kinkley, and the rest of these guys, man, it's going to be a crazy year in the NFL. And that's why we love football. Every year around this time of the year, everybody feel like they got a chance to win, even the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Cleveland Browns will win 5-6 games next year.
Boom. I said that too. Our producer back in studio is a Cleveland guy. He doesn't believe me. Fred, I said 5 or 6 wins this year. They got a lot of young talent too. Give them a couple years. You know, Tyrod Taylor's going to help them out there.
Hey, Tyrod Taylor's going to help them out. People don't remember just a couple years ago to watch the Bills. It was unwatchable to watch the Bills. He went up there, stabilized them, almost made it to the playoffs. You're talking about the most improved roster in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns. Look at the backfield. They got three running backs capable of starting. They got two quarterbacks capable of starting. And Njoku at the tight end position, capable of being a Pro Bowler. You got Gordon, who could be the best receiver in football. You got Jarvis Landry, ex-LSU. He's a guy that's going to make a total difference on offensive side of the ball, and Myles Garrett and that defense with Peppers and the rest of those guys. Mark my word, I played for Greg Williams. The Saints know who Greg Williams is. That defense will be dominant by the end of the year.
You just made the Saints schedule a lot more tougher just by the way you've been talking. Love the conversation today, Fred. Look, man, I can't wait. It's hard to believe we're 2 weeks away from training camp opening up in the first practices, and we can actually start talking about what we see on the field, Fred. Pleasure to have you on this afternoon, man. We'll check in with you maybe right before the Saints take on Washington on that Monday Night Football game. How about that?
Yeah, Thank you. I appreciate that. Now I got to throw a little egg out there to really upset some stomachs down there in Louisiana. Mississippi State Bulldogs will win the SEC this year and have three first-round draft picks. How you feel about that, Tigerland?
Oh, boy. Thank you, Fred, because that is not a lot. That's not a high level of confidence in Tigerland, but you never know, man. Thank you, Fred, for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
I got to rub it in while I got a chance. Y'all don't stay down.
Oh, hey, they got to win, right? They got to beat and take out the Cowbells before they can start making fun of them. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's no higher seeming coaches than Ed Orgeron right now.
No doubt, that's for sure. Fred, enjoy the rest of the time, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Yep, for sure. That was fun. I tell you what, he just made the same schedule a little harder, didn't he? That's why we're doing this, Jordan, because he thinks the NFC's got a lot of talent there. He mentioned the Giants having double-digit wins just a couple seasons ago, and when we come back, NFL Live's at it again. You know what? Here's the thing. I got to just stop looking over there. Was that list the possible Super Bowl champions? Was that what that list was? Was that what they were trying to do?
Yep. Guess who was number two?
I know. Again, I don't understand this. Minnesota is the team that they have the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Is that what they're saying? Is that what's on the list right now?
Looks like it.
The Vikings. All right. We'll try to explain what's going on. As Rafael Esparza has decided to have a little lunch here. We normally see him on Fridays, but he's stopping by. Over here at the Harbor Bar and Grill, 3024 17th Street in Metairie. Look to your right there. Look at that. The Minnesota Vikings, apparently by NFL Live, the favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to them, Raphael. Maybe we'll get your take on there. Sports Hangover comes back next. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Big Leagues goes through New Orleans, and it's baseball season at the Shrine on Airline. We've got giveaways, fireworks, fun promotions, and so much more. Tickets start at just $5. Every Thursday, bring your dog, and it's Thirsty Thursday with discounted drink specials. Fireworks are back every Friday. We also offer group discounts, and our suites and hospitality areas are available for groups of any size. For tickets and information, visit cakesbaseball.com. Baseball is back at the Shrine on Airline. Play ball.
Get a true cinematic experience with the Dell XPS 13 powered by 8th-gen Intel Core processors and featuring new Dell Cinema technology. With Dell Cinema, you'll get incredible color, immersive sound, and smoother streaming so you can bring all your binge-worthy shows to life. It's everything you love about the big screen, now on your laptop screen. Because if it's made for a cinematic experience, it's made for Dell. Visit Dell.com or call 1-800-BUY-DELL. That's 1-800-BUY-DELL.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Amazon Prime Day returns July 16th. It's an epic day and a half of our best deals. So whether you're looking for flat-screen TVs or footwear, headphones or kitchenware, beauty products or home furnishings, you'll find tons of amazing deals on brands like GoPro, Sony, Adidas, and more, all in one place. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day, starting July 16th through July 17th. Not a Prime member? Start your 30-day free trial today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. We're live at the Harbor Bar and Grill, 3024 17th Street. Charlie Ricks, got some tickets in your hands there, don't you?
I sure do, and I had security had to walk me into the building, Gus, because Lou DiBella is the promoter for this fight.
Yep.
DiBella Entertainment was so kind enough not to give us just any old ticket. Like, we're not upstairs.
Which is not bad in the Lakefront Arena. You got good seats and a good sight line anywhere.
I'll tell you where these are.
Okay.
These are first row right above the ring. It's on the first level of the Lakefront Arena. This is premium.
Nice.
I mean, you may be sitting next to some celebrities on this deal. So these are good tickets. We're real excited about this. Uh-huh. So we're going to give them away. 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. So what are we doing, a raffle style?
Got a raffle, tickets are free.
Okay.
And we'll pick some winners.
All right, easy enough. So we got three sets of two in order to do that.
Yep.
I love seeing this week, there's a lot of excitement about this boxing match that's coming in here as well. Seeing it a lot on TV, a lot of it's really helping not only Regis obviously get his name out there, be on ESPN right before Pacquiao fights, but also you're seeing, Charlie, a lot of the undercards that are getting here. We had one in studio in, as well. So we're kind of looking at a lot of the younger fighters and just guys that need to get their names out there, an opportunity to really start fighting. I mean, fight started at 3:30.
Yeah. And I think the main bout is roughly 7.
Uh-huh.
Well, this will be the first fight I've seen in New Orleans for a long time. Now I'm going to give away my age here, but when I grew up, the Municipal Auditorium was where they hosted all the boxing matches. And back then, we had a middleweight champion, maybe a welterweight, Jerry Pellegrini, who was the barber down from Araby here in the city. And it was just tremendous. He packed the house. And that's the last, I would say, heyday of local boxing in my mind. Of course, I didn't live here for the last 35 years, but I'm excited to see this. ESPN has the coverage. Should be a lot of excitement, and we're going to be ringside.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And again, Jonathan Guidry is the individual we had, a king of the bayou over in studio. He's going to be fighting here as well against Aaron Chavers. You'll also see Charles Conwell taking on Travis Scott of Baton Rouge. So a lot of local folks are going to be doing the ESPN portion of the card. Will start at 6 p.m., and that's going to feature William Silva and Teofimo Lopez. Hopefully I did that as well, from Brooklyn in Brazil as well. But that's a WBC Continental America Lightweight title fight as well. So you're going to see two title fights on ESPN at the Lakefront Arena, and then a couple of undercards featuring some local folks. You know, obviously, as we said, you know, Guidry's from Duloc, and then Travis Scott's from Baton Rouge. So
yeah, Guidry down from Houma.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
So looking forward to it and seeing, maybe we'll get the odds, since we have the odds makers here as well from Regis Progray. He loves it. This is normally get this in Vegas. It's a big deal, I think, to have this fight over at the Lakefront Arena a little bit and to kind of have that. So if you want to go, again, we're here at the Harbor Bar and Grill, front row seats, above the ring. Right here.
It's on the ground floor level, but just above the beautiful view. No perfect obstruction.
Nice.
Perfect.
So easy enough. If you want to come on by, they're free to register for, and we'll give away three sets of two coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. See you.
All right. So, Jordan, we got to go to the TV to make sure what we were seeing.
We got it straightened out.
We saw the Falcons at 2. The Vikings at 1.
And the Browns at 10.
Yeah, and the Browns are at 10. But, you know, it says Super Bowl champions. And then little teeny tiny corner right before champions is 1ST. First time champions. So these were the likely teams to become first time champions. Minnesota. But Minnesota's won. I thought Minnesota's won the Super Bowl before. I was a little surprised by that. Now, Atlanta, you know, there you go. That's why they're second. Ranked as maybe the second first-time Super Bowl champions. But I know. It's just, but get the other lists that you were talking about.
There's about like three of them.
Right. There's like three that have either the...
So we'll do NFL Nation predicts the MVP for each division.
Okay.
We'll just go with the NFC South right now. They have Julio Jones winning 2-4 vote. Are you surprised by this, Gus?
No.
Why are you not surprised?
People think Julio Jones is great. I don't know. I mean, he's rated higher by the NFL players in a top 10 above Drew Brees. So I'm not surprised.
Can you give us a case for Alvin Kamara or Drew Brees?
To be the best player in the division?
Yeah.
I think Matt Ryan's more important than Julio Jones in Atlanta.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
I don't know why. I'm not saying he's not good, but I can't think of a game in which the Falcons played the Saints and I went, Julio Jones killed us. Can you?
Yeah,
even with bad defenses.
We usually lock them down.
Even with bad defenses, I'm trying to think of a scenario. I'm like, man.
Has he ever had a breakout game?
Now, Matt Ryan's, torched us and, the running backs and Tony Gonzalez. I don't fear when I see Falcons Saints on the schedule. I have no idea I was shutting down Julio Jones. Are you?
I'm really not afraid of him when we play him.
That's what I'm saying. Do you feel like Julio Jones is the reason the Atlanta Falcons win, at least against the Saints? Apparently it's other teams though. Because again, he consistently is getting in the top 10 voted by other players that think he's that good.
I'm not afraid to face him, especially with Marshawn Lattimore
being
placed on him. He locked him down last year.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it was a nice battle between the two. Again, I'm not calling him garbage. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. He's not garbage.
But, is he the top player in the division?
Here's a hard argument for a couple Saints players. I don't know. That's a tough one.
So they have, ESPN has, Julio Jones is the best player, is the MVP of the NFC South?
Yeah, of the NFC South.
Wow. Who do you have the MVP? Do you still have that list up? I just want to know, who do you have the MVP for the East?
For the East?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pull it up real quick.
Do you have it?
Yeah. Well, there's one for each. So the AFC East is Ryan Tannehill.
I meant NFC, yeah.
You meant NFC?
Yeah, NFC East. Is right there. You had it.
Where?
But you had it.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Now, that's the hottest seat in the coach. Although you can go there,
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Best player? Not Carson
Cowboys,
Wentz?
Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott and Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz split the votes.
I'm going Carson Wentz.
AFC North, Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Ooh, they have two of them. And wide receiver Antonio Brown.
Yeah, both with the Steelers. By the way, play the Saints.
NFC North. We can all guess who this is going to be.
Why do you not like Aaron Rodgers? Do you get what I'm getting at? Everyone thinks he's good but you.
I think he's a great player, but I think he's overrated.
How do you think he's overrated?
Well, when comparing him to Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Raphael just almost fell off his bar stool.
When you're comparing him to Drew Brees.
No, Drew Brees
is better.
Oh.
What do you mean he's not even close to Aaron Rodgers?
Not even close to Aaron Rodgers. Hold up now, Raphael.
Let me.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, you had some Cakes players in the All-Star game that was last night. How'd they do?
They did well. Zach Gallen came in. He was a pitcher, came in out of the bullpen, pitched one clean inning. Eric Campbell was starting second baseman. I don't think he had a hit, but he definitely did well. And the PCL won the ball game. So that's the good news. They've won a few in a row now. So a little bit, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't determine anything. You know, that Major League Baseball, for a few years, had, where the All-Star game meant something. But it is nice bragging rights, when you've won three in a row or something like that, that you can say, hey, our guys were better than your guys. So I'm sure those guys had a great time up in Columbus, Ohio. From all accounts, it seems like they put on a great show.
One of the things we talked about, Tim, leading into the All-Star break there was really, this team, you were starting to see some of the youthful and young pieces kind of start to merge. You start seeing some call-ups here a little bit as well when it comes to Miami, the parent ball club. I guess that's what to expect pretty much between now and the end of August.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably a good idea. I mean, this is the time of year where there's a lot of injuries. There ends up being a lot of player moves. Obviously, the teams that are in contention, we got 3 weeks till the trade deadline, and they're obviously going to want to try to get some guys. And then when you're a team like the Marlins, or if you're a team that's kind of out of it, it's, you know, do you want to sell? Do you want to get rid of some of your guys that you have? And you don't necessarily want to get rid of them, but you want to get something back for them if you can. And, you know, the Marlins obviously went through that whole sale of, you know, a lot of players this past offseason. So there's not a ton of guys that I think they may move here before the deadline, but there's one or two relief pitchers that there's definitely some interest in. You know, and if one of those guys gets moved, then that opens up the opportunity for some of our guys here at AAA to move back up to the big leagues.
It's a name that maybe some fans should be paying attention to that might get some innings up in Miami.
Well, you know, we've just called up a few guys. Pablo Lopez just went up, and Sandy Alcantara just went up, and both guys seem to be doing well. Sandy missed his last start, had to go on the disabled list, but this is going to be a short DL stint for him. So I think he's going to be back as early as this weekend to make his second start, which will be good that he didn't miss much time. But those are two big names. I think Sandy especially, he's the guy that throws upper 90s. He's the guy that came over in the trade from St. Louis from the Marcelo Zuna trade. He was a key piece. One of the guys that's currently on the New Orleans roster is Zach Gallen, a guy that you'd already mentioned, made the All-Star team. I think, you know, he's going to make a few more starts with us, and whenever they see that he's more of a finished product, and I think this is just a matter of time now that he'll be up with Miami as well, especially in September, if not any time before, you know, to make a few starts so they can see what they've got going into spring training next year.
No doubt. Tim, let's talk a little storylines for Major League Baseball. I love to say my Cubbies are doing well. Look, Javier Baez is, to me right now, the MVP on this team. Some of the wins that my Cubbies have been comeback styles. We just need to take the Reds off of the schedule. They never play well against the Giants. I like it. But when you take a look at the NL, because it's really where a lot of the contests are sort of going to be. The All-Star game is next week. Baez is going to be in this home run derby coming up on Monday. I like the new home run derby sort of style. Is it something that you dig?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've seen the names, and obviously, you know, guys like Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge don't want to participate, you know, and for reasons that I kind of understand, kind of like the dunk contest in the NBA, you're not going to necessarily get the big names every year. I think it's cool that Bryce Harper will compete, you know, the fact that it is in D.C. and he'll be involved, and, you know, you've got some little guys like Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman and, you know, and you know, Javi Baez, for a guy that's not very big, they all have a lot of power. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it'll be fun. I think they did a nice job of, you know, can't get the big headline guys. I think they filled in with some other guys that are going to make it interesting and make it fun for us to watch.
Yeah, Alex Bregman's going to be taking on another Cubby, Kyle Schwarber. I'm trying to think of the last time two members of the same team have been in the home run derby.
You know, that doesn't happen very often, especially when you factor in the game's not in Chicago. The game's in D.C. Like,
right.
Sometimes they'll give, you know, 2 years ago, the game, actually last year, the game was in Miami. Stan was a Marlin and Justin Bohr, who used to play for the Zephyrs, also competed. But that was different. Right. I think it was because you had two sluggers playing for the hometown team. They put them both in. But for it to be, you know, obviously a guy from a different team that's not even in that city, I think that is definitely unique. And I think it's well-deserving, though, you know, and I think there's enough Cubs fans out there that they are going to be wanting to watch and see what those guys can bring. You know, both Baez and Schwarber have just tremendous power. And to see the skyline of, you know, the Washington Monument and all that stuff in the background, I'm looking forward to, you know, to seeing how it captures, you know, on ESPN next Monday night.
No doubt. And, you know, one of the things that I think would be interesting, the Nationals are there 5.5 games behind the Phillies and Braves now tied in the East. That's really a division that you're going to keep an eye on. Obviously, we will in the Central. Cubs 1.5 behind the Brewers. Cards 7. Your Pirates there at 11.5. And out West, the Graph holding on strong. The D-backs lead by 0.5 game over the Dodgers, 3 over the Giants. So, to me, it's just, yeah, I mean, the AL's been decided, as you mentioned. It's really just kind of keeping an eye, because all three divisions, I think, they're gonna go into September, man.
They really are. I mean, and obviously the AL is going to be fun to see how the AL East finishes out. You know, the winner of that AL East game between the Red Sox and the Yankees and a loser gets dumped into one of those wild card games, and that's not going to be fun. You know what I mean? You don't want to be in that situation.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it all shapes out. You know, that you can get knocked out pretty quick, you know, if you don't bring your A game right away. So there's a lot on the line. Oakland is making things interesting. I know that's just for the second wild card spot, but they've creeped in there, and that's a team I didn't expect to be, you know, that you and I would be having a conversation
right
about beyond April, you know, but that's been a bit of a surprise, and we'll see if they can maybe make it a series with Seattle and get back into the
yep
playoff race.
Baby Cakes, Colorado Springs, tonight, 7 o'clock. The next four will be at the Shrine and Airline. As always, we appreciate it when we chat with Mr. Tim Grubbs. Follow him on Twitter, Mr. Timmy Grubbs. Hour 3 coming up next on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.